Proclamation number 7038, dated the February 9th, 1958. God's or the adversary's entitlement over the soul is determined by the person himself. You will never master your passions and weaknesses by using your own strength, for my adversary's strength, who propels you into these feelings, is stronger, and you will always succumb if you don't appeal to me for help, if you don't call upon Jesus Christ for strength and to support you against your enemy. He will hear even the faintest call for help, and you will be helped without fail. But also bear in mind that the adversary will not instantly slow down in his struggle for you and your souls. Time and again he will try to influence you in the same way. Over and over he will try to inflame your cravings and passions in you. This is why you will have to repeatedly fight him again, and each time turn to Jesus, who is the only one who can help you. You can only release yourselves from the Lord, who still has control over you during your earthly life, by calling upon another Lord for protection. And I am waiting for this call, for then I will also be entitled to snatch you away from him, because I bought this right as Jesus, the man, through my sacrificial death. But you must understand this correctly. I am truly not lacking the power to deprive him of his rights. However, I will not use violence against the one who emerged from me first, whom I still love and whom I also want to regain through the path of love. He must recognize that I'm superior to him, and he can only recognize it when he sees how one being after another voluntarily releases itself from him and desires to come back to me. I will not force any of his followers in this way. I will not deny my adversary his rights, because his adherents once acknowledged him voluntarily as Lord. And I will only use my entitlement for the being if it calls upon me in Jesus Christ, and through its call once again recognizes and acknowledges me as its Lord. Anything that does not voluntarily turn to me I will leave to him. Thus his power depends on the once fallen beings which live on earth as humans, and during this time should make a decision for the Lord, for or against me. For this reason my adversary will use all his influence during this time to tie you to himself, to disclose all your bad qualities, to awaken all craving, and to develop anti-divine sentiments in you. Then it is up to you whether you succumb to his influence or muster the will to release yourselves from him. And since you are too weak on your own, you need help, which, however, is at all times at your disposal if only you call upon the one who died for you on the cross in order to pay the purchase price to the adversary for your souls. Therefore, because of my death on the cross, force is no longer exerted when I liberate you from him. I am merely perfectly entitled to fight for your souls as well, to help you if you ask me for it. And with my help you will assuredly be able to undo all shackles. You will free yourselves from every weakness, for as soon as you are willing to detach yourselves from my adversary you enter my sphere of light and strength again, and whatever you want will also happen. But it will not be a one-off battle, for time and again my adversary will try to pull you back into the abyss. And since earthly life is purely about your decision of will, your will must also prove itself again and again. But you will find it increasingly easier the more sincerely you unite yourselves with me in Jesus Christ, until he finally surrenders the battle and realizes that he has lost you to me forever. And for this reason you humans should not worry or become disheartened if you are repeatedly approached by temptation. For you are not without support, providing you only want to belong to me. Only your will decides which Lord takes possession of you, and by merely handing yourselves over to me in Jesus Christ just once you will never ever detach yourselves from me again. You will also resist every temptation, since then you will fight the enemy of your soul with my strength and therefore always be victorious. because Jesus Christ fights by your side and my adversary will truly have to admit defeat to him. Amen.